Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I would like to speak to you today about something that I think isn't spoken about very much, but it's beautiful, it's important, it's noble, and it can add so much to your life. And that, my friend, is simply embodying the spirit of things. The spirit of things. Right? When we're with spirit, we're working with the universe, we're with God, we're at our highest. But so often we forget about that and we default straight to what are the laws, what are the rules, what are the regulations. Let me give you an example. I was watching this documentary ages ago on a plane about athletes, which really isn't my thing. I'm not a sporty gal, but for whatever reason, this documentary attracted me. And there was this profile of a coach who was really, really admired in the basketball arena. And what was so interesting was what his players said about him was that he really embodied the spirit of the game. Right. So when you think about it, a game, like anything else, has rules, right? It's like if you do this, that happens. If you do that, X, Y, Z happens, right? There are consequences for actions. And what this coach did, because he was so noble and loved and revered over time, I think this was part of it, was he said, look, yes, there are the rules of the game by which we need to follow, or you get disqualified. There are all sorts of, I mean, you'd know more probably than me, the sporting language. But he said, the most important thing is embodying the spirit, right? The team, the fact that this is a game that we play with our hearts involved. And one of his rules was about not tackling or not harming someone, even if it's within the rules, so that you play fairly. Right? Because there's the law, the rules and regulations, but then there's a general human fairness, which is something that can't even be described. It can just be felt in the heart. And I think this myself when it comes to life in general, right? There are rules, regulations, laws that we have to follow. But why do we sometimes think that the bare minimum of following the rules is going to make us happy or that creates a worthy life? I always think to myself, isn't the spirit of life to be giving, to be generous, to be happy, to be joyful? And whatever we do begrudgingly, whatever we do just to get by, I mean, even think about how people manipulate their taxes. They manipulate, they look for loopholes in all of the ways. I'm not saying don't be smart with your money, but I think of all the ways we literally just scrape by following the rules, losing the spirit about what it's all about. And I think to myself, look, there are probably things that I could manipulate. There are probably ways where I could give less, get away with less. But that's not how I want to live my life. To come back to this idea of this coach, the profile of this coach who was just revered because he was just so fair and decent and he was about the spirit of the game. That elevated the game of all of his players because they were elegant. They cared about each other. They didn't just care about winning, winning, winning at any cost, really leading into any loophole with the rules. They cared about being the best players that they could be in the spirit of gamesmanship. And I even had this conversation with a friend recently when someone asked her for a discount, sorry, not a discount, a refund. And I asked her the kind of the for a bit of context in the situation, but this client of hers wanted a refund. And I said, you know, okay, so what's the deal? What happened? And she said, look, you know, this woman, she simply can't afford it. There's been a life change. I know she's telling the truth. And I said, I would give it. Like, I would just give it. There's plenty more. There's always more money. I really believe in playing the long game, being a good person. What's the spirit of business, right? It's a value exchange. And in this case, it seems like the best thing to do to be valuable is to refund this woman who's had this situation come up that was unforeseen and unexpected. Look, there's a rule saying she didn't have to, right? Within the fine print, she didn't have to. But when we had the conversation and I asked her options, I said, look, what feels right? What would love do? And I think that that's a great question we can ask ourselves sometimes when it comes to regret-proofing our life, living in the spirit of life, not just following the rules, it's something we never regret. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-moore.com. That's info@suzy-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.